To make a picture about your experiences in the Army or about the Army at all?
Well, my first picture is called G.I. Blues, oddly enough. And the story takes place in Germany, but it's not about my actual experience.
For whom are you making that picture?
For Mr. Wallace at Paramount.
Elvis has a report that you like the Army so much that you wanted to write a book about it. Did you ever think of re-enlisting?
No, sir, I never thought of I never thought of re-enlisting, but maybe someday I will write a book about my experiences in the Army, you know.
Nobody's heard you sing publicly in a long time. Are you still in good voice?
I wouldn't say I was ever in good voice, but I did a lot of practicing at home in Germany. In fact, that's about all I did, because I didn't go out much, and I had some musical instruments and tape recorder and so forth.
What kind of songs did you sing for your friends, for yourself?
All types. Some ballads, some rock and roll,
and
classical.
Elvis, some radio stations are cutting out rock and roll. What's your comment on that, and what do you think would happen to your career if rock and roll died up?
Well, actually, the radio stations have been doing that for some time, certain radio stations. They probably have their reasons. I can never criticize them for it, you know. But if rock and roll, as you said, died out, well, then naturally, I, as well as a lot of other people, would have to try to do something else.
Elvis, what could you do? Could you be a serious actor, for example?
Well, I hope so. But I'm speaking in terms of music. I mean, if rock and roll died completely out, well, then I'd have to do something else.
Rock and roll feel that the gyrations involved are something that really should disappear from American life. How do you feel about that?
Well, the gyrations that you're talking about, as far as I'm concerned, were just was something natural. I mean, it's just my way of expressing a song. I can't help it.
And you'll still express yourself that way in songs in the future?
I put it like this: if I stand still, I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How about this adulation you get wherever you go from the teenage girls? You ever get a little bit tired of it and wish you could walk anonymously down the street?
No, sir, I wouldn't say that.
How do you feel about it?
Because I've been in the business now for about 6 years, and I've become quite used to it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
You don't think it's silly on their part?
No, of course not. I was going to say it's not silly or anything.
Elvis, you change your haircut.
It's flattering, you know, and There's no entertainer in the world that, that doesn't have to be screamed at.
One young lady said this morning in the interview that you were the sexiest man she'd ever seen. What's your reaction to that?
Are we on television?
Yes.
Where is this young lady?
Maybe you should change your haircut, haven't you? Are you going to leave the sideburns off?
Not completely off, but I mean, I won't have them.
How far down?
Just where they are now. You're
going to leave them right there?
Yes.
I'm up. One more.
Person in the public eye as you are, as your personal life becomes a matter of great concern with some people, do you intend to get married soon, would you say?
I have no plans for marriage yet.
You intend to be a bachelor?
No, I'm afraid not. But at the present time, I haven't found anyone I want to marry, you know.
Really? Elvis, did you find... Please, Mr. Sushi. Elvis, did you find it difficult being...
Yeah, I do.
Elvis, look up.